This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas. As the Philadelphia Phillies got underway in spring training action this weekend, losing both games, but who cares? It's spring. We're here to just have baseball back in general. I'm here to watch the Aiden Millers, the Justin Crawfords of the world. I'm here to see what they got. That's what I look forward to as far as spring training goes. Or the young guys, when it comes to the Millers, Crawfords, Painters of the world, Gabriel Rincones. My gosh. We're going to have to get to that in just a little bit. But spring training is back for the Phillies. They played the Tigers and the Orioles this past weekend in the first batch of games or first couple of games of spring training. So we'll get to my takeaways. We will talk about what Rob Thompson had to say about Taiwan Walker. Everyone is probably ripping Topper for the quote, but I might provide a different perspective on it. So we'll get to that. And we'll get to a little around Major League Baseball as well as what to look ahead to next couple of days for the Philadelphia Phillies down there in Clearwater. Okay, so what happened this weekend? So the Phillies lost to the Detroit Tigers on Saturday, and they lost 7-6 behind the heels of Nabil Chrismat and a bunch of other pitchers that you probably don't know of, guys that will definitely not make the team. Now, Chrismat has been in the majors the last 4 or 5 years, but probably not going to be a part of. I mean, he's really just there to provide the Phillies with some depth as far as their pitching goes. But, you know, the only guys that played on Saturday that are really, you know, I mean, yeah, Rojas led off. Did have an RBI. Stott worked a couple of walks. Alec Bohm got 3 at-bats, did get a hit. And we saw Max Kepler. Well, we didn't see it. We heard it. We heard with the great Scott Fransky and I forget if it was LA or Stock. But either way, I'm pretty sure it was Stock because it was a away game technically. So, but we saw Buddy Kennedy a little bit. He hit a bomb. Saw Buddy Kennedy, we saw Rafael Marchand, will probably be the backup catcher for this team. We did see Cal Stevenson, Rodolfo Castro, and that's pretty much all you should know. And I'll get to Miller and Crawford as well. We did see Miller and Crawford in both games as they lost. So they lost to the Tigers 7-6 on Saturday, and then yesterday in their home opener down there in Florida, They lost 7-3, and we saw some bigger names. We saw Schwarber, we saw Cassidy, Nick Castellanos, we saw Brandon Marsh, Sosa, Cody Clemens, who could be competing for a spot now that Weston Wilson is injured, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But we saw Stubbs, who's probably going to be in AAA this year, saw Cal Stevenson and Buddy Kennedy again. So we saw them. Christian Arroyo, newest Philly. Well, probably not we'll make the team, but we'll be in the Philly system. Did hit a monster bomb. And then I mentioned Rikonas. He hit a homer in this game, too. He had a mammoth shot. Arroyo's shot was big. It was a bomb, too. And then Tyler Phillips got a couple of innings, gave up 3 runs. And then we saw Kyle Tyler, and then it's a bunch of other guys that you probably don't know, and it's not that big of a deal because, again, it's just spring training. So that is what happened over the weekend as the Phillies lost their first 2 games in spring. My takeaways from the first weekend of spring training games. Number one, so we obviously have to talk about the Weston Wilson injury. So Weston Wilson suffered a mild oblique strain, and he pulled his oblique swinging in the batting cage, and this was on the 21st, so it was on Friday. So it was on Friday at BayCare Ballpark. He is expected to miss about 6 weeks. Expected to return, according to Phillies.com, is mid-April. So Weston Wilson, I mean, I was excited. I'm like, look, 6 weeks, it's not the end of the world, but with this comes an opening for that final bench spot for the opening day roster. So here's kind of where I am. So I guess Buddy Kennedy would make sense just because he can play the infield and the outfield. Fangraphs has him slated as getting that last spot. I mean, I would like Cody Clemens. I mean, the only thing about with Cody is that he can really only play the infield, or at least that's what we've seen from him in the past. First baseman, third, and second base. He's mainly, I feel like, played first and third when I've watched him, but more or less, he's really just been an infielder. So, I mean, Cody's in the running for that. Probably looking at Cal Stevenson, Buddy Kennedy, like I mentioned. Like, those are more or less 3 guys that will probably be watching. If it were up to me, I would probably say, I guess Buddy, just because he can do both, but like, I don't know. I like Cody's bat. Like, Cody's come up clutch in the past. Like, that's my only thing about Cody, is like, he's come up clutch. So I don't know. Teach Cody to play the outfield. I don't know. Buddy Kennedy's out here playing a billion different positions right now. Why can't you teach Cody? I don't know. I just like Cody's bat, but that's just me. Curious to know who you want to take this final bench spot. You can let me know on X. You can at @Rojas_media_ on, I feel like I should still call it Twitter to a certain extent. So there you go. Twitter/X, whatever. Tweet me there @Rojas_media_. Would love to know who you think should get this final bench spot come opening day, now that Weston Wilson will be out until mid-April. So it would only be till mid-April. But still, who should get that final bench spot for now? Okay. The new automated ball strike system. It's basically, if you missed it, Major League Baseball this spring is implementing this automated ball strike system, which is basically a challenge system, where, you know, the hitter is able to, I guess, teams get 3 challenges a game. And if they get, and this, the challenges are like the ABS says, balls and strike calls. And if you get a call right, you get to retain the challenge. So you still have, you know, you have 3 challenges, you get 1 right, you still retain that 3rd one. And it's very quick. They use it over the weekend. Saw the Phillies use it yesterday because the game was actually broadcasted on TV. So was able, I forget who was hitting. I think a I think Schwarber was at the plate, and I saw Orioles pitcher use the challenge, and it was quick too. It was quick. Like, the umpire turns around and I don't know who he talks to. He says, you know, they challenged it, and comes back like a second later. They find out what it was. And they, look, I like it. It's cool. It's interesting. But why not just go all the way to robot umps? I know they're just doing this for the spring training. This one will not be implemented in the regular season in 2025. But just go right to the robot umps. We don't need to get every call right. Why, you know, it's cool. I get the strategy part. But still, just go right to it. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford saw some action this weekend. You know, I'm excited about that. And I know you probably are too. Aiden Miller working a walk in his first game. Had him play some short in game one. Had him play some short in game two. So then went 0 for 2 in the second game. Goes 0 for 1 with a walk in game one. So we saw a little Aiden Miller. Saw a little Justin Crawford as well. He went 1 for 2 with a run scored against the Orioles. And man, that I liked it. Went the opposite way. Was able to score a run in this game as well. So Justin Crawford going 1 for 2 with a run scored versus the Orioles. Didn't do much in the first game against the Tigers. But again, when it comes to spring training, this is what I'm most excited about, to watch kids like these, you know, the future of the franchise, Justin Crawford and Aiden Miller. So that's, I was excited to watch them. So, yep, saw Crawford, saw Aiden Miller, saw them get some ABs, play a little baseball. So there you go. Last one, Gabriel Rincones Jr. My gosh. So the kid was the 10th, so MLB.com did not officially give their top 30 prospects per team, but they do have last year's. And Gabriel Rincones Jr., 10th ranked prospect in the Philly system last year, and his biggest thing is his power. He did have 11 homers in 59 games last year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
With Redding, has a 55 grade power for his scouting report. And if you don't know, 50 is about average when it comes to a grade, when it comes to prospects. And so 55 grade power, and that is easily his highest attribute. And that is what the Phillies are looking at when it comes to Rinconis. And he went yard. I think it was, 107 off the bat, 391 feet. Seemed like longer. It was just like a moonshot. It was a bomb. So Rinconis Jr. is somebody that I'm watching for. Will he, you know, be called up or making the team at any point this year? No. But, hey, get a shot in the shot of the pros in the future. Rinconis Jr. is somebody to watch for. Just because that power is pretty unreal. So had 11 homers in 59 games with Redding last year, and you can see why after he hit a missile yesterday. That was a bomb. So Gabriel Rinconis going yard. My last takeaway from the spring training games this past weekend. So Phils will. We'll get to who the Phils will play over the next couple of days, and we'll see some regulars. The Phils are going to see a good one today at 1:00. It's got a toughie on the. I mean, we're going to see him for a couple innings, but still kind of excited for it. And we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But one thing I did want to play for you was Taijuan Walker. So Taijuan Walker threw a live BP session. And was it like on Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there? And apparently, according to Rob Thompson, five consecutive hitters he struck out. Guys that included were like Real Muto, I think Max Kepler, Stott. And Rob Thompson spoke glowingly. Here, I want you to hear the clip. He spoke glowingly of Taijuan Walker. Here's what he had to say.
I'm so proud of him. Work that he's put in. I mean, he looks better than he did the year he won 15 games at this point in time. I'm really pleased with him. Just physically, his movements, his athleticism, balls coming out hot and the splits, fantastic, landing his breaking ball. He was good that year, but in spring training, but I think he's better this year. You know, it's one thing to throw bullpens, but then when you go out and punch out five guys in a row in a BP session when it's Stott and Real Muto and I forget who the other, Kepler. Now you really get caught.
I know what you're all going to say. Oh, I'm so proud of him. You're going to make fun of Topper. Look, here's the way I look at this, okay? Worst comes to worst, I guess, like Walker, can he even get DFA'd? I'm not even sure. Go to the minors? Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. But like, I don't know. Maybe, look, Walker like hasn't been, like, yes, he was not good with the Phils last year. He was okay in 2023. But, you know, it sucked last year, I understand. Dealt with some injuries. I'm not trying to defend him too much, but he was okay in 2023. You know, there's a reason why he did get, like, look, did he get overpaid? Of course, like for the 4 year 72, yeah. But look, had a good year with the Mets in 22. You know, just looking at the overall numbers, it's not like he's been a bad pitcher in the past. Go back to 2017 with Arizona, you know, had a 135 ERA plus, probably his best season to this point, right? Like, I'm not saying Walker is going to come back and be a great pitcher. I mean, Topper's saying he's better. He looks better than he did in a couple of years ago when the 15 win season, which is the most bogus stat of all time. But look, I know we like to make fun of Taiwan Walker. We like to, you know, mess with him about how, you know, he's been someone to pick on like the last year or so. I get it. But hey, if he does come back and maybe he comes back this year healthy and could be solid, he could be a decent arm for the bullpen, or he could be depth of the rotation. Could be a little Swiss Army knife. You know, Joe Ross, I guess, is supposed to be that type of guy, but Tom Walker could be that guy too. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. So I know we're going to sit here and be upset about Tom Walker and then make fun of even Topper for what he had to say about him being proud of him, speaking like just a proud dad, which is just, it makes me feel weird. But, you know, I get it. Rob is player's manager. That's the type of guy he is. I get it. You know, did sound like a little bit too much of a proud dad, though. A little too much, but, you know, it's fine. It's Topper. Do your thing, Topper. Okay, look ahead to the next couple of days. All right, so we have Pirates today, 105. Tomorrow, we have the Rays. It'll be at the Rays at 105. And then Wednesday, it will be at the Blue Jays. Giving you those three games because I'm not back on the channel and, you know, until Thursday. So I figure I'll just give you the next 3 days worth of games. So Pirates, Rays, Blue Jays, the next 3 days, all. Blue Jays are always weird. 107 starts. They'll do it in the regular season too. It's weird. I don't get it. All right, but the Pirates, Christopher Sanchez will be on the mound for the Phils. We get to see a little Sanchi action. But on the Pirates, or on the mound for the Pirates, Paul Skeens. Thank goodness we didn't have to see Paul Skeens last year. My gosh. Paul Skeens is already, you know, probably one of the faces of the sport. Just throws an absolutely disgusting fastball. Paul, there's not a lot of words to describe what Paul Skeens can do. I'm excited to watch him today. I'm excited to watch him at 1 o'clock. Not gonna lie. Look, it's spring training. I can be excited to watch other guys, you know, from other teams. Look, I'm just being honest. I can watch other guys from other teams and be excited. This is the one time I can do that. Okay? I have the right to do it. Of course, I'm excited to watch Chris Sanchez, but Paul Skeens, what he is able to do, I'm intrigued to watch that just as a baseball fan. So we will get Paul Skeens and Christopher Sanchez today. Not sure who he will see as far as Phillies go. I would think soon enough we're going to see the Bryces, the Treys, the JTs, right? We just saw Castellanos and Schwarber. I would assume we're going to see the big guys soon, especially Sanchez on the mound. I'm going to love to see Bryce versus Skeens. Oh, man, that's just a... can't wait if we do see them. And then tomorrow we'll be at the Rays, and it says Taj Bradley will be on the mound, slated for the Rays. TBA for the Phils, and then TBA versus TBA against the Blue Jays on Wednesday, so we still don't know yet. I mean, I assume we'll see like Wheeler, Nola pretty soon, Ranger. Excited to see Ranger. I just wanted to see how Ranger's going to look back on the mound and how he's going to get ramped up for this season after coming off his, you know, bad second half. So we will see who the Phillies get on the mound after Sanchez over the next couple of days. Okay, to end the show, get to a little bit of around Major League Baseball. So the Yankees, they have changed a 50-year policy. You probably have already heard this, but the Yankees have officially change their beard policy. Players will now be able to have well-groomed beards. Can you believe it? And it was after, at least reports are, and what I've been reading, I think I read an ESPN article on it, that Devin Williams, after signing with the Yankees, shaved his face for the first time, and he's always had a beard, at least since he's been in the majors. Shaved, and he looked in the mirror and he said, "Who the heck am I? Who the heck is this guy?" And he went to Hal Steinbrenner, I believe, and had a talk and said, like, "Look, I don't like this. This isn't me. Like, Is there any chance we could change the beer policy? And I think Steinbrenner and former players and current players, I believe, too, got together and said, screw it. This is all about winning. We want guys to be their best selves. Let's change it. So Yankees players are now able to, I think it was implemented in 76. Yankees players are now able to sport well-groomed beards. Look at that. Thought we'd never see the day. A couple more things. Juan Soto, of course, going yard in his first at-bat with the Mets in spring training. He went yard on Saturday. And Juan Soto, welcome to New York, I guess. And welcome back to the NL East. So good to have you back. Just so good to see a guy who's just going to, who has destroyed the Phillies in the past and is probably going to do it again. Just so glad to see him back. Alex Bregman, also with a new team, with the Boston Red Sox, just like Soto with the Mets. Bregman with the Red Sox. Bregman goes 3-for-3 with a homer yesterday. And, I mean, clobbered a mammoth homer to left field. So welcome to Boston, Alex Bregman. That is around Major League Baseball. Okay, that will do it for today's show. Want to thank everybody that tuned in to today's show. I will be back on Thursday. Make sure that you stay tuned for everybody else on the channel that does a great job. So that'll do it for me, Francisco, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.